Support for NPR comes from AMARC Foundation, supporting ProCon.org, with the 2008 presidential candidates' positions on many issues at ProCon.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The Indiana Township Association is bracing for a fight in the General Assembly next year to keep township government alive. The association is also asking the state's 1,008 township trustees to pass along more of their tax dollars to pay for that campaign. The Journal Gazette of Fort Wayne reports that the Township Association recently sent a letter to each trustee asking for a voluntarily special use assessment to pay for lobbying to fight efforts to eliminate township government. Township trustees generally have two major duties: fire protection and financial assistance for struggling residents. A jury has heard explicit testimony from two men who claim a defrocked Jesuit priest forced them to commit sexual acts over several years. Lawyers for 78-year-old Donald McGuire of Oak Lawn portrayed the witnesses in federal court Friday as gold diggers seeking legal damages from the Catholic Church. Both men testified McGuire forced them to look at pornography and participate in daily rubdowns with oil, among other things. The Vatican ordered McGuire out of priesthood earlier this year. A Georgetown couple was killed yesterday after their car hit a fully loaded grain truck hauling soybeans. The crash occurred on Lincoln Trail Road east of 200 E Road in Vermilion County. Officials did not release the identity of the victims. The incident is still under investigation. Illinois' highest honor is known as the Order of Lincoln. Next year, the award will go to those who have influenced how the world views the 16th president. The Order of Lincoln has been around for more than 40 years and usually goes to the state's most distinguished citizens. But next year, as part of the Lincoln Bicentennial, 30 scholars, authors, and artists will be given the honor. Renowned painter Leroy Neiman is among the honorees, as are several Illinois individuals, including the state's historian Tom Swartz, Cullen Davis, the founder of the Lincoln Legal Papers Research Project, and Julie Salini, who was among those leading the effort to get the Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum built. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Democrat Barack Obama tried to shore up support yesterday in Pennsylvania, a swing state that seems to be swinging his way, while John McCain was trying to scramble back into contention in Iowa, a swing state that was Republican in 2004. We have reports from both places, beginning with NPR's David Green in Philadelphia.
People arrived at dawn yesterday, waiting for Obama in Progress Plaza. The shopping area in Philadelphia was developed in the 60s to encourage more African Americans to own businesses.
Now I'm happy. I can't wait to see Obama.
You're dancing to the music a little bit?
Yeah.
Ophelia Bowen said she's counting down the days to the election.
I think he is what the country needs right now. A breath of fresh air, a steady hand. A man who has the vision.
Ophelia's city of Philadelphia helped deliver Pennsylvania to Democrats Al Gore and John Kerry. And when Governor Ed Rendell came out to introduce Obama, he said the city has to come through again.
I want to tell you something that's very sobering, and I want you to listen. In the primary, only 53% of the registered voters in Philadelphia turned out. Ladies and gentlemen, 24 days from today, 53% will not cut it.
No excuses on voting day, Rendell said.
And I don't care how long the lines are, nobody leaves, right?
When Obama made his way on stage, he said he had a thank you to make to his opponent, John McCain. He said he appreciated what McCain said on Friday when he attacked once again, but also called Obama a decent person and said nobody should be afraid of him. In Philadelphia, Obama sent this message back.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Senator McCain has served this country with honor. He deserves our thanks for that. But when it comes to the economy and what families here in Pennsylvania are going through, Senator McCain still doesn't get it.
And oh yes, Obama added, he still expects plenty of attacks from the Republican side these next few weeks.